Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. All right, hold the phone upside down. If the screen goes dark, what does it mean?
It's still recording.
Very good. All right. So what are we going to talk about? The new Avengers trailer?
Yeah.
Vision confirmed, yeah.
Yeah, Vision.
We can talk about speculation for Vision. And maybe we can talk about films with Ultron and Vision and how that worked out and see how they could put it into this movie.
And we'll talk about The Flash, about Firestorm and stuff.
Okay.
Which is a more bigger topic.
Yeah.
Max, you ought to watch Flash with us. You'd like it. It's not, like, gory or bloody or anything. You'd probably enjoy it. Ready, boys?
Yep.
All right. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. There's my son, Alex.
Hi.
And there's Max.
Hello.
And we are all charged up because we just saw the most recent trailer to the Avengers Age of Ultron movie. Max, what do you think?
I'm just asking.
Go ahead.
Who did you want to see the most in the Avengers Age of Ultron movie?
Me, personally?
And also, maybe in like the comment section, you could answer who you wanted to see, even though you already know who's confirmed to be in the Avengers.
Well, if you're anything like me, he's got a red face, a green suit, and a yellow cape.
But wait.
What?
Major spoilers on the trailer if you want to watch it by yourself. or if you don't want it to get spoiled for you.
That's true.
If you don't want the movie to get spoiled for you.
That's true. We are spoiling the trailer a little bit. Who was seen in that last little bit of the trailer, Max?
I'll just say you might have had a vision.
Well, you'd be right. It's the Vision, and we have proof that he's going to be in Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, by the weirdest thing we could possibly find.
They're making Lego Age of Ultron's Lego sets.
Oh, that's right. Now, if that's not a confirmation, I don't know what is.
And they're doing it long before the sets. Vision was in it. And again, like you said, if that isn't a confirmation, a Vision being in the Lego sets, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of see him light up in the trailer. Like, oh, wait. Oh, like, you can kind of see him, like, light up and, like, you just saw his face at the end kind of light up for, you know, a split second.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about this, boys?
I'm really excited. Vision has been, like, one of my always needs to be in Avengers movie list.
I know, like, Vision's just such a cool character. I mean, like,
I'm a little sad it's probably not gonna be Coulson, though.
That was always my philosophy, is that that they were gonna, after Coulson died, they were gonna put his brain patterns into the Vision, and that's how they were gonna introduce the Vision. Having seen Coulson in the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series, I'm glad they didn't go that route, because I think Coulson is a great character just all on his own.
And hopefully he makes an appearance in Age of Ultron.
Oh, I'm sure he'll make an appearance in the Age of Ultron movie.
Anywhere there's Fury, anywhere there's S.H.I.E.L.D., there's Coulson.
I would imagine so. So, how do you think they're going to, since we've decided that it's not going to
be... Wow, Dad, the sunrise is beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
No tourism.
Now, since we've decided that the Vision is not going to be kind of the continuation of Coulson's character, how do you think the Vision is going to enter the storyline?
Like he did, never mind.
Go ahead, Alex.
Like he did in the first part. Well, it was originally that Ultron made him to scout out the remaining, like, humans or anyone who opposed him.
Uh-huh.
And deal with them, air quotes.
Right.
And the Avengers got their hands on them and kind of, well, no, the Vision got really a heart of his own, kind of started feeling emotions, turned against Ultron and went to the Avengers. Mm-hmm. And has been an Avengers member, like A-rank Avengers member, ever since.
Right. What do you think, Max?
I think that, like, that I agree with what Alex is saying.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, like Vision will actually be for one kid, will actually be the one person to actually stop Ultron.
Oh, you think that Vision's going to come out to be the thing that stops Ultron?
Yeah.
So, question. We've had Spider-Man confirmed for the Ultron movie, correct?
No, we haven't.
Well, not confirmed, but the Sony Marvel deal.
Yeah, that was confirmed.
That he could appear in the Avengers movie, didn't it?
Well, we don't know about this Avenger movie.
True.
Thinking about the two-part Infinity War.
And you're right. You are right. I'm getting my cinematic universe movies confused. He may not appear in Age of Ultron.
Sorry, guys. Maybe, I know I'm sad, too.
You know, I do expect, you know, those end credit bumpers that you got at the end. My call is that you see Spider-Man in one of those end credit scenes.
No. You see Peter Parker being bit by the way of the spider.
Maybe.
Well, that could start a good origin story and then have that tie into the movies.
That
would make sense.
Like Spider-Man, they could do the origin story and maybe something like the Infinity. Like, somehow, if one of them could give life, and Spider-Man's trying to get a hold of that one, to give life to Uncle Ben.
So my question becomes, if not Spider-Man, we've got all of the usual Avengers, who are, how many are they now? Five or six? Hawkeye, Black Widow, Iron Man, Thor.
Hulk. Captain America.
And soon to be Spider-Man.
Okay. So
Vision,
you've got all of those.
Technically.
Plus the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Plus the Vision. Is the Avengers getting too big to keep in one movie now?
No.
I mean, that's a lot of characters to follow. Plus all the ancillary characters like Coulson and Nick Fury.
West Coast Avengers.
What?
Dad. They might pull the... Coast Avengers.
The old West Coast Avengers routine.
Plus, I don't know if Quicksilver...
The Great Lakes Avengers.
I don't know if Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch will be protagonists. Because in the trailer, you've seen them a couple times with Ultron. And Ultron seems to be talking to them.
That's true.
So maybe they are part of the antagonists.
They might be starting out as bad guys. But yeah. You know they're going to finish up as good guys.
Hopefully.
Maybe they'll still be out there, the one thing Avengers trying to stop.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. So you don't think that the Avengers roster is going to get too big?
Hopefully not.
And maybe they'll just put a West Coast swing on it. And maybe, like, Hawkeye will decide to go to the West Coast Avengers. And maybe they'll split up the Avengers, making Hulk, like, start, like, the Gamma Avengers.
The Gamma Avengers. I like the way you think.
Because just look at Hulk and the Angel Smash. They've introduced plenty of new Hulks. Trust me.
There's more Hulks where that came from. So, yeah, we're looking forward to May, aren't we? That's going to be a good movie.
Yep. And I think it's May or April, where we're getting the Mewtwo DLC for Super Smash Bros. Wii U.
Yeah.
And 3DS.
Should be fun.
Speaking of Wii U, we kind of need to get a new Super Smash Bros.
No, we don't.
Our game broke down again.
Oh, no.
It's not working.
Well, we'll have to look into that. So, what else is on the agenda to talk about today?
The Flash.
What do you think? How many episodes? We're almost caught up, aren't we?
We are practically caught up.
Because we got 3 episodes to go before we're caught up with what's being done live. What do you think of it so far, Alex?
We were right. The professor was going to be the professor.
Dr. Wells.
Dr. Wells. Thank you. He was going to be Professor Zoom.
Yes.
Which was one of my favorite Flash characters.
Professor Zoom Boom Boom.
Or, as they've
Sweeping
said, the Reverse Flash.
The Reverse Flash.
So he's probably from the future.
I would imagine so. Yeah, I was not terribly surprised to see Dr. Wells revealed as Reverse Flash. It was kind of leading right up to that. Although I am very excited to see Grodd kind of make his little appearance at the end of the last episode that we watched, which would have been, what, episode 8 or 9, I think.
No. We're past 8 and 9.
Oh, really? Good.
We're in 10.
Good, good, good. So you
yeah,
like
Yeah, what we started off at before we actually...
Yeah, good point. We did go past 10. We're like at 11, 12
Very
now.
Very good. Any other thoughts about The Flash?
I was surprised not to see Captain Cold again, since he's one of the main Flash villains. I thought they would have tied him in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a feeling we're heading towards, a supervillain team-up at some point.
That's
with
what
Captain Cold in the
Dad,
league.
You must know that there's gonna be one big baddie, like, say, with those Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Ash, and then there's gonna be, in a way, his sidekicks. Let's make sure you have the S on that, because there's gonna be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're gonna tie in all the Flash villains. Maybe Flash is gonna have to get to the Avengers. Oh, no, sorry, that's Marvel. That's Marvel Universe. The Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll have to get that in.
Mm-hmm.
And to stop it. Like Gorilla Grodd-y Wildy, Zod-y Wildy.
Gorilla Grodd and General Zod. A very rhyming team up.
General Zod is a Superman villain.
Well?
Yes, they are going to have to get the Justice League.
And here's the problem. Flash is killing off too many of his villains.
You think?
Yes, they're all conveniently dying practically, except
really
like Captain Cold.
Which ones have been killed?
Let's see. Multiple Man.
Mm-hmm. Did they kill him?
Yes, they killed Multiple Man. He fell off that giant building.
He got could still be alive. I've never seen anyone.
Cyclone guy. Bad weather guy. That was the cyclone guy.
The guy that could turn himself into metal, he definitely got killed.
Yeah, he just got
electricity.
Just told you about the flame flow. Why not?
Didn't the electricity guy get killed? I don't know if the electricity guy got killed. I'm pretty sure he did.
What are we thinking about Ronnie Raymond?
Oh, firestorm, firestorm, firestorm.
Well, what do we think?
So happy. I'm a bit of a meh on his tie-in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty convenient that a guy who has crazy superpowers just happens to be one of the main character's fiance who was lost.
That seems to be the thing to do.
It seems a little too convenient.
It is a little contrived.
Well, since all of these guys are dying, we know that this is leading up to Crisis on Infinite Earths. I mean, maybe they could pull what Avengers did, maybe introducing a Superman series. A series for all the different Justice Leagues, and then at the end, they're both going up, 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 their own ways, and then they all kind of turn diagonal like a house.
Mm-hmm.
I was forming a house, the Justice League.
There you go.
And then that leading up to Anti-Monito and Monito and Anti-Monito.
Nice.
Or Home Crisis on Infinite Earths.
I like it. Any other thoughts about the Flash Boys?
Yeah, they did again for Firestorm. They did the Dr. Stein conversion very well with, like, him being in the blast and them merging. That was a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how that went out.
We passed L5 Boxing Academy.
Oh, we're pulling up to it.
Oh, and we are pulling up to Del 5. Boxing Academy. Except it's in a few minutes. Yeah.
All right. Max, you want to bring this one home?
Well, before you do that, I have a thought on the Flash.
What's your thought?
Well, maybe he sends Flash is, well, fast. Faster than the speed of sound. No, sorry, that's Sonic. He's faster than the speed of sound, except he's not actually really fast. But what I'm trying to say is since maybe Flash, maybe with the Dr. Zoom killing his mother, well, maybe the guy who killed his mother, it's Dr. Zoom, but what he might have been forced to do it.
And what makes you think that?
There's plenty of evil villains in this
evil
series.
Villains from the future.
How and why would they force him to do anything?
I see what Alex is saying. He travels back and he kills Flash's mother because they don't want Flash. Because they don't want to deal with Flash, because Flash has been getting into troubles because they're from the future when Flash is all grown up.
Well, it seems pretty clear that Professor Wells purposefully caused the accident that created the Flash. So he wanted the Flash to happen.
To help save the world.
Perhaps, yes.
I mean, isn't it so... Well, Cleo, why would someone, what I'm asking is, but why does Flash need to find the guy who killed his mother?
Because it's his mother, and he wants to find out what happened.
And sent his dad out of jail.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
It's like in Pokemon.
Is like there the a Pokemon tangent here?
No.
There always is.
No, but what I'm trying to say is in Pokemon, there's no... In only one game, there's a Farfetch'd.
Uh-huh.
Pokemon Black and White, the game I've been recently playing, it says, your mom says, I met your dad, you know, I met your dad on a Pokemon journey. So, two things. One, she is a Pokemon trainer. That's why she feels comfortable letting her 10-year-old go out on an adventure. And confirming that there was a Fogold.
Absolutely. And this has to do with the Flash Pal.
The Fog relationship.
Ah, there you go. All right, guys, on behalf of myself and Alex and Max, please rate us on iTunes. You can find us on Blueberry and the Stitcher Network. Goodbye, everybody.